The peak of hurricane season has arrived for San Antonio and South Texas. TPR's Brian Kirkpatrick reports on the worst storms to have ever hit the city and how to prepare for future ones.
The deadliest and costliest tropical storm that arrived on San Antonio's doorstep was in 1921. It had no name because storms then were not named like they are today. National Weather Service forecaster Jason Runyon says the remnants of the tropical storm flooded downtown, killed 51 residents, and left behind $5 million in damage. Runyon added that part of the storm's legacy are the visible landmarks built to prevent the future flooding of downtown.
The 1921 flood, as a historical note, spurred the construction of the Olmos Dam and the bypass channel through downtown San Antonio that would later become the Riverwalk.
Runyon says in October 1998, the remnants of two Pacific hurricanes, Madeline and Lester, delivered a 1-2 punch to the area that resulted in flooding that caused 11 deaths in Bexar County and $750 million in damage. Runyon says San Antonio, like Austin, is pressed up against the hill country in Flash Flood Alley and where flooded low water crossings claim the most lives when motorists try to drive through them.
As with relates to the whole state of Texas, half of the flash flood fatalities in the state of Texas occur in the I-35 corridor from San Antonio to Austin and into the hill country. And many of those fatalities have occurred with tropical systems.
Nefi Garza, in charge of managing stormwater for the city's Transportation and Capital Improvements Department, says there are 156 low water crossings in Bexar County, which are jointly monitored with the county.
We have a computer system that we receive notification when water begins flowing and water begins rising, and it even tells us the moment water goes over the road.
Bexar County residents can monitor all the low water crossings at bexarflood.org, where you can select the most dangerous low water crossings near you to receive customized updates.
You can actually click on one of those low water crossings, and if you're interested, you can actually subscribe to get a text message or an email when that low water crossing is flooding.
Garza says the city relies on crews to place barricades to keep motorists out of flooded low water crossings. He says the city has tried automated systems where flashing lights come on and arm poles drop over a flooded road once a monitor detects rising water, but they became targets for thieves.
For some reason, people like stealing the lights off of them or stealing the actual pole. So we're constantly repairing those. So we've gone away from that, and we're slowly phasing those out.
The Texas Department of Public Safety also reports that most of the people killed in flooding are motorists who drive into floodwater. Sergeant Orlando Moreno of the local DPS office says it only takes a foot of water to sweep a 3,000-pound vehicle off a flooded road, and you can't always trust the flood gauge on the side of the road to judge how deep water is.
When water is covering the road, you can't see what's underneath that. So sometimes the road may be washed out below that water line, and people feel like, well, the water doesn't look very high, but once they enter it, there's no road there, and the car can become stuck, and then as the water rises, it gets carried off.
The DPS wants motorists to stay off the road when the storms hit the city and make sure you are stocked up on a few days' supply of water and food in case flooding and high winds knock out the power. Moreno says have an evacuation plan and be familiar with evacuation routes in advance in case a government agency asks you to leave. He says the disabled and elderly probably have special needs during evacuations, so have those ready in advance too. And many people forgot to plan for these when Harvey hit last summer.
Pets were left behind by necessity, and so it's important to keep them in mind when you're evacuating also.
Moreno also says if you live in a flood-prone area, make sure you buy flood insurance well in advance of potential flooding.
A lot of times these flood policies have like a 30-day waiting period before they even take effect.
Hurricane season ends at the end of November, so we have several more weeks to go before cool fronts arrive and calm coastal waters down. Brian Kirkpatrick, Texas Public Radio News.